Chapter 4. Mickey's Show. A man entered with a little monkey on his shoulder. Scott couldn't believe it.
"Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen," he said. "I'm Norm, and this little guy is Mickey. Watch the clever things he can do."
The monkey rode a bike with one wheel, walked on his hands, and juggled coloured balls. Everyone applauded, except Scott and Marissa. Suddenly, Mickey made a small mistake and Norm's face looked angry. Mickey made another mistake and the trainer waved his stick. The monkey looked scared. Scott looked at Marissa. Soon the show ended and they hurried outside.
"Grandpa was right,"
Marissa said.
"That monkey looked sad and afraid. I'm sure Norm isn't treating him properly."
She typed "circus animals" on her phone. Several links appeared immediately with titles like "Circus Bans" and "Stop Circus Suffering."
"Oh, Scott, look at all these,"
she said.
"There are protests all over the world against circuses using animals. Grandpa was right. We have to do something about little Mickey."
"What can we do?" Scott asked. "It's dark now and the circus is closing."
"But we can't just leave,"
Marissa said.
"Scott, please."
Scott didn't want to stay. It was getting cold and he wanted to return to Grandpa's house. Suddenly, he remembered the fortune teller's words.
"You mustn't be selfish and you must put others before yourself."
"Okay," Scott said. "Let's find Mickey and make sure he's all right. Then we'll go home. But where do they keep him?"
"I don't know," replied Marissa. "Let's walk around the back of the fairground and look."
"Someone could see us and ask why we're there," said Scott. "We'll say we're trying to find the toilets."
"Good idea,"
Marissa replied. The cousins walked to the back of the fairground and hid behind some rubbish bins.
"Marissa, I don't like this," Scott said. "Let's leave. I'm getting a bit hungry too."
"You're only thinking about yourself,"
Marissa cried.
"Don't you want to rescue Mickey?"
Scott thought about the fortune teller's words again. Was he really selfish?
"Okay, I'll stay," he replied. "But how can we get to the monkey without the guard seeing us?"
The cousins stayed behind the bins and waited. Suddenly, the guard's phone rang and he walked away to talk.
"It's now or never,"
Scott said,